You're listening to the Warrior Within Me podcast with Susan Berkey, reminding us that strength, courage, and determination is all we need to create the greatest version of ourselves. And now, author, speaker, and chocolate eater, the chief warrior herself, Susan Berkey.
Hi, everyone. This is Susan Berkey, and you're listening to the very first The Warrior Within Me podcast. You can find me on social media at The Warrior Within Me on Instagram, The Warrior Within Me on Facebook, or at thewarriorwithinme.com on my website. Today, we're going to be talking about how New Year's resolutions are bullshit. Why do I think they're bullshit? Because the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight. And we set that big, giant resolution so random and so ginormous that it's not even achievable. For example, we say, I would like to lose 70 pounds by next week. And I don't know if you know, but you didn't gain the weight in just a week, and you surely aren't going to lose it. And so after about a week, people get frustrated with their New Year's resolutions. And it is such a small change that we have to do that we could set goals and hit them every single time. Did you know that only 1 in 10 hit their resolutions? 1 in 10. That means 1 out of every 10 of you that are listening to this podcast are going to hit their resolution. That seems crappy to me. But what if instead we did one thing differently? And what if that one thing was that we just changed one thing? When you're a baby and you have to take steps, you just take one step at a time. And then pretty soon you can walk, and then pretty soon you can run. It's not any different in all the things that we do. So in our weight loss journey, what if we just took one step? And the one thing that we changed this week is that we were going to drink less caffeine. And then we tried it for like a week. So we set a goal that was easily achievable. We could hit it in 7 days, and it didn't seem so ginormous that we wanted to quit after 2. Because if you think about it, when you go to the gym and you go there in January 1st and it is crammed, I mean, it seriously is like a sardine factory in there. And then you go to the gym, say around Valentine's Day when everybody wants to eat chocolate. I should know, I'm the queen of chocolate eating. You could go there and it's a ghost town. So what happens between January 1st and February 14th? Those giant New Year's resolutions that we set, people get frustrated and they quit because it's not a small goal like 7 days. But what I was thinking is, how do I know about this theory? Well, when I first decided to go on my weight loss journey, I lost 100 pounds. And it is not easy to lose 100 pounds, and I surely didn't do it overnight. And I, as a matter of fact, I sat on a plateau for 2 years trying to get off of it. So I can tell you about having to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. But that's a different story. Today, what I want to tell you is when I started this journey, I wanted to be a runner. I wanted to be a runner so darn bad. And I couldn't even run to the end of the street without dying. And so I hired a coach. And he said, well, how far can you run? And I said, to the end of the street. And he said to me, well, ma'am, you might want to start walking first. Holy cow, can you imagine that? What if I just changed one thing and I just walked? Oh my gosh, what a big, giant aha moment. So I just started walking. And that was the one thing I changed first. I started walking. You would think I would change my diet first, but that came later. But instead, I was just a walker, and I walked and I walked and I walked. And so I think about that now, about if we did our New Year's resolutions and we just changed it to do it in one step, that would make such a big difference. And so the one step I want you to think about is what one step and what one thing are you going to change this week? It doesn't have to be big. It could be small. It could be, I'm going to get up on time every day this week. It could be that you are just going to drink 8 ounces of water 3 times a day. It doesn't have to be large. Why do we have to make it so big and ginormous in our heads? It doesn't have to be that way. So this week, you're going to pick one thing, and you're going to tell me about it, because you're going to comment on the post and tell me about your one thing you're going to change. I'm very excited to see it. I can't wait. The only thing I'm going to change this week is I'm going to come back to you in a 2 weeks' time so that we can be together on another podcast. So that's it for today's show. Remember this week to only change one thing. You can find me at The Warrior Within Me on Instagram, The Warrior Within Me on Facebook, or on the website at thewarriorwithinme.com. Oh yeah, don't forget to leave me a review on iTunes either. Be back next time for another Rockstar podcast. Until then, stay warrior strong.
You've just caught another episode of the Warrior Within Me podcast with Susan Berkey. Don't forget to follow us on social media, and don't forget to pick up Susan's book, The Day My Shorts Fit My Dad, Adventures of a Former Fat Chick, available on Amazon.com. All right, warriors, I need you to stay warrior strong, and we will catch you next week.